Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. We have two more of these position ranks. My top 10, I've been going quarterback all the way down to safety today, corner tomorrow, and that'll do it. But man, there's a lot of good safeties in the league. You know, I mean, it's an interesting exercise, and maybe I urge you to try this. It's just... come up with your top five at every position or something like that. You know, I mean, just you realize doing rankings is harder than people think, first of all. I mean, I've known for a long time from my ESPN days. Lists and things are very, very difficult. You know, you gotta pick this guy over this guy. And of course, somebody says, how could you possibly leave this dude off the list? You're an idiot. You know, he should be up higher. But until you actually go do a list, because you gotta leave somebody off, and it's very difficult. And there's some really, really good safeties in the league right now, and I end up ranking 14 of them just because I wanted to put them in that order. I mean, I couldn't stop with 10. The guys that didn't make it are Eric Reed, Kenny Vaccaro, Morgan Burnett, Rodney McLeod with the Eagles. Good players, you know, I mean, quality safeties, above-average starters. Some coming off, not, you know, Reed has been a little down lately, but there's talent there. So 14-1 is going to go like this for me. Malcolm Jenkins from the Eagles. And if that's a 14th best player at his position, he's a damn good player. I mean, he can come out and play the slot. Came in the league as a corner. Very good in deep coverage. Highly versatile. You know, those guys don't grow on trees. I mean, safeties that can play slot corner in itself is a great trait to have. He does it well. I mean, needless to say, with McLeod, I mean, they have a very good pair of safeties in Philadelphia. One of the reasons I'm very high on this team overall. The best member of the Dolphins secondary is Jones, their safety. They just gave him big money, and that makes sense. He's an enforcer. Certainly not a liability in coverage, but I'd say he's a little bit better coming downhill and playing the run and blitzing and playing near the line of scrimmage than floating around deep in coverage. But again, he's not bad at it by any stretch. A high-quality all-around player. Building block of that secondary, like I mentioned. The best member of the Cowboys secondary is also a dude named Jones. Byron Jones. Is he going to play corner this year? He's immensely talented. I mean, if some of these corners don't work out for him, I think he could be corner. I would hope you use him in a wide variety of ways. And it's kind of a vanilla defense. And I think, and not they're badly coached or coordinated, that's for sure. But I kind of wish he was in a different scheme and was used in a more versatile manner. All over the formation, play some man coverage, match up against tight ends, play... deep coverage, do all of the above. I mean, so superstar athlete, may only be getting better. All right, had to pause there for a second. Today's the last day of school for my kids, and they're bouncing off the walls, and I just did a On the Couch podcast with Sigmund Bloom, guys over at Football Guys, and they were unbelievably loud the whole time, and yeah, no, it's going to be a long summer. Ready to send them back to school already. They've been off for an hour. Anyway, I had Jenkins, Jones, Jones as 14, 13, 12. Then Jefferson. Let's keep the J fest here going. Tony Jefferson at 11, coming off a great year. Highly versatile player. Best near the line of scrimmage. Big body. Hitter. Excellent tackler. I think his signing will put Eric Weddle much more away from the line of scrimmage, which is good probably at this stage of his career, and also will make up for the deficiencies at inside linebacker outside of Mosley. A really good addition to an already really good defense. Excellent against the run. Blitzer. Can man up against tight ends. Tony Jefferson's a great player. And actually, we got a string here of, didn't do this on purpose, but I got 1, 2, 3, 4 strong safety types in a row. At 10, I have TJ Ward. And man, I mean, I feel bad having him at 10 because he's a great player. He's a perennial Pro Bowl player who gets better and better. And I thought early in his career, he was much more of a box guy only and an enforcer, a hitter, a rundown player, a blitzer. And I think he's getting better and better away from the line of scrimmage, which is, you know, fabulous at this time, in this stage of his career. Gets overlooked because their corners are so good and Von Miller, but a key component to one of the best defenses in the league the last couple years. Another obvious key component to one of the best defenses in the league last year, or ever, lately, Cam Chancellor. And is he really the ninth best safety? There are eight safeties in the league better than Cam Chancellor? Dude's a stud. You know, that he plays in the box a lot, but he also, because he's so rangy, he kind of plays just outside the box, and he comes downhill with vigor. Not terrible near the line of scrimmage, but everyone knows who Cam Chancellor's strengths and weaknesses are. I mean, he is a thumper, light you up, tone setter, stud, that just, there aren't many of them that have played the game at the level that he has and isn't showing any signs of weakness, to be honest. Landon Collins is kind of the next in line of those type of guys at 8. And he was phenomenal last year. I still don't trust him deep away from the line of scrimmage, but they used him much more effectively in his second season in the box as a run player. Again, similar situation. There's really good corners in Denver, really good corners playing man in New York. And he kind of roams the middle of the field and knocks out tight ends and comes downhill in the run game. Really came into his own last year, was finally used properly. So Collins, Chancellor, Ward, Jefferson are 8, 9, 10, 11 on my list. And those guys are all really, really good, you know, old school strong safety types.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
At Clinton Dix. Clinton Dix at 7. An immense talent who also, I think, is really starting to come into his own. Does everything well. I mean, this is what a first-round safety looks like, and he's living up to that billing more and more every time you watch him. I think he's great near the line of scrimmage, great away from the line of scrimmage. Getting to the point where he too could play some man coverage against tight ends. And it's still a work in progress there. A lot of playmaking skills. Good with the ball in his hands. Plays the ball in the air. Again, I mean, he does everything well. A foundation player for the Packers defense. I mentioned Eric Weddle earlier. He's at 6 for me. It's been a great signing for Baltimore. Remember, I mean, he entered the league as a kick returner, corner, do-it-all guy, and maybe he's not that athlete that he once was. And like I said, I think keeping him now away from the line of scrimmage and more of a free safety role with Jefferson closer to the line makes a lot of sense to extend his career. He plays the ball in the air really well, instinctual, reads quarterbacks, has been doing this a very long time. They signed him to good money, and he lived up to every bit of it. Really had a good year for the Ravens. No reason to think he's going to drop off. You know, he's had a heck of a career, and San Diego could use him. Devin McCourty's at 5. Perennially underrated Devin McCourty. Very good tackler. Very few weaknesses in his game. Like Jenkins, came into the league as a first-round corner turned safety, but he can come down and play the slot. The Patriots play a ton of big nickel, and he's become their movable guy that can play all over the place. He certainly can be a free safety and a racer. He can play man coverage, too. He's not super flashy and doesn't make a bazillion big plays, but boy, he's the glue. You know, I mean, he allows them to be risky with their, you know, with their corners a little bit more. Devin McCourty is a very, very valuable member of the best team in the league. The Chiefs finally gave Eric Berry the money he deserves. Still a work in progress as a coverage player, but very, very good in that. Getting very much better. Not like I'm concerned about him. Makes a lot of big plays. Obviously, it's a great story overcoming his, you know, the disease and, you know, those that story. But just stand alone. He came into the league as a rare safety prospect from Tennessee with loads of ability. We're seeing that now. I still think his best days are ahead of him. Again, a do-it-all guy, more strong than free. But, I mean, those lines are blurred in today's NFL anymore. So I got Barry at 4, McCourty at 5, Weddle at 6, Clinton Dix at 7, Collins at 8, Chancellor at 9, Ward at 10, Jefferson at 11, Jones and Jones at 12 and 13, Jenkins at 14. That leaves three guys. Harrison Smith is 3, and he's close to a flawless player too. Instrumental on an excellent defense that I think, you know, he makes a lot of problems go away. He's great away from the line of scrimmage. He can play near the line of scrimmage. He has size. He has athleticism. He sees the field very well. He's a good tackler. He makes ball. He plays on balls in the air. He can match up against tight ends. So many of these guys, it's what's not to like. I mean, again, I'm really, really impressed with the safety list overall. You know, if Smith is 3, this guy should be a Pro Bowler every year. I took a little leap of faith by putting Tyrann Mathieu at 2 with, and I, you know, I did the same thing with J.J. Watt, and, you know, that I'm going to, until further notice, I'm going to assume he's the player that he once was and was a total star and the honey badger. You know, I mean, the versatile, do-it-all, nasty, aggressive, violent movement, twitchy, exceptional attacking the ball, throws his body around. Is he a corner? Is he a safety? Yes is the answer. He's all of the above. But if he has lost a step or can't stay on the field, obviously he could quickly be behind all these guys. I mean, because this list is so good. But boy, Mathieu, teaming with Riddick and Buda Baker, they really have some dudes that can do an awful lot in their back seven. He's a stud. He's an absolute stud. And great fun to watch. I really hope he does come back to being the player he was. It would be rob us as fans if he doesn't. I guess another dude coming off injury, and everyone probably knows who this is. Some of these positions, it's pretty obvious. Yesterday, Luke Kuechly was the number one linebacker. And by the way, maybe I should have put Bobby Wagner over Sean Lee yesterday. I might go back and make that amendment. I'm going to. Wagner's my 2, Lee's my 3. How about that? If you didn't listen, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you didn't listen, then shame on you for 6 weeks. It's a Penguin saying. Pens play tonight. Game 5. Ooh, nervous. But Earl is number 1. I think Earl is on a Hall of Fame pace. I think he's taken the mantle over from Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu as stud, Hall of Fame type guy. Major component of a great defense, a great pass defense of this generation. He's an eraser. I always call him an eraser. Any mistake that's made in those 10 in front of him, Thomas erases. You know, if somebody screws up, his range erases problems, his hitting ability, his playmaking ability, attacks the ball in the air. I love the way he plays the run, even from a single high, deep safety spot. He's like a missile coming in there at times. I think he's going to go down as an all-time great. And hopefully, as is the case with Mathieu, that hopefully he's the player he was pre-injury. There's no reason to think he won't be. But, you know, coming off a major injury, and boy, was he missed in that time by Seattle in a big way. So that's my list. Give me some feedback. And tomorrow we will do corners. See ya.